A man of flesh and blood. Yet from his wrinkled forehead to the deep furrows of his cheeks and his eponymous broken nose, his face clearly bears the traces of the years. Those features suggest an eventful life. For the first time in the history of sculpture, Rodin's figures reflect the idea of a person's biography being incomplete, fragmentary, full of twists and turns. But who was the man with the broken nose? Here's curator Astrid Nielsen.
Dieses Bildnis heißt Bildnis MB. Es kann heißen, steht dann für Monsieur Bibi. Das war ein Arbeiter, der sich auf dem Pariser.
This portrait is known as Portrait MB, initials which could stand for Monsieur Bibi, a workman at the horse market. Since Rodin's first studio was close by, Bibi may have sat as the model for this bust. But there's also an anecdote about this work. According to that story, the nose is out of shape because the clay model for the sculpture accidentally fell on the ground. In other words, no one can know if Monsieur Bibi really had a broken nose or not. But the initials and portrait MB might also stand for Michelangelo Buonarroti. There is, after all, a well-known Renaissance portrait of Michelangelo with just such a broken nose.
That renowned Italian Renaissance artist and sculptor was one of Rodin's most important sources of inspiration. Incidentally, the man with the broken nose was the first of Rodin's works bought by a German museum. In 1894, Georg Troy, then director of the Dresden sculpture collection in the Albertinum, travelled to Paris. He visited Rodin in his studio and acquired the work directly from him. In Dresden, it was immediately put on public show. But at that time, Rodin's works were quite controversial. With his modern designs, he often found himself at odds with the conservative zeitgeist of his day. After all, he did not depict distant heroic figures, but very much flesh and blood people, just as he has done in this work.